to the great and wonderful world of Twitter and something that's really like sci-fi stuff. Had this been written in back in the 50s, 60s, as futuristic and all the rest of it, you wouldn't have believed it then. But the world's first living robots, designed by computer, built from stem cells, have started to reproduce in a breakthrough which could lead to self-replicating machines. How do you even get your mind around that?
Yeah, it's really iRobot-esque, isn't it? It's like just... we've been talking the last few weeks about this kind of strange sci-fi stuff that seems straight out of a movie. Armageddon last week, this week, iRobot. I still can't really understand what these robots are made from. So they're kind of created from stem cells from an African clawed frog. And they're called the Xenobots, which sounds very Transformers again. And it's less than a millimetre wide. And first unveiled in 2020, these kind of tiny blobs. And they, at the time, experiments were shown they could move together, they could work together in groups, and that they could self-heal, which is pretty impressive in itself. But now they've discovered that it can reproduce, and it basically, if you leave these things alone with these sort of stem cells that are there, they're literally, they go around and they gather them all up until they have enough to create it into a new living organism, so they can actually totally reproduce. There's a funny video, if you actually look, give a search for the Xenobots online, you can see the video of them actually doing it under the microscope, and they look like little bits of popcorn chicken.
Like it's real stuff. What they actually did was, they went back to the drawing board to see could they come up with a better design for these things, and what they came up was something resembling Pac-Man. That was their inspiration of the 1980s arcade game.
It's mad, yeah, and you can see them going around literally like gathering up all the little stem cells in the Pac-Man mouth, very much like the old video game, and then bringing it together into a ball and nourishing that then into another living organism. So it's all like, in one way it's cool, in another way it's kind of like slightly scary. Are these going to start doing it themselves and, you know, get out of the lab and create all this new technology, a new breed of living organism as it was.
Yeah,
what that all leads to. But then apparently they're saying it could happen actually a lot of useful tasks. So because they're so small, they could have useful tasks if you can program them to search out certain things in the human body. So certain maybe invasive or cancerous cells, for example, or things like collecting microplastics in the ocean, that if you let a bunch of them out into the ocean, they would go around and collect up all the microplastics and make our seas cleaner. God. So there's actually proper applications too.
Yeah, and scraping away plaque in your arteries. That is just incredible. But anyway, moving on. Heidi Agan, and I hope I got her name pronounced correctly, the UK's most, wait for it, realistic Kate Middleton lookalike.
Yeah, this is a really interesting interview. You sent me on this and I was like, she can't look that much like her.
But you know what? I didn't know what I was looking at. Whether it was will the real Kate Middleton please stand up kind of thing.
Well, every photo I went through, I thought, that's the real Kate Middleton for comparison, and then it's not. And there's actually a fella who she works with who is the spit of Prince William, like, absolutely.
Funny that, but...
yeah, I mean, funny that they work together and that they've even got lookalikes of the kids, which is just a little bit creepy, I think.
Yeah.
But it's really interesting that she was making such a living of it before COVID, that people couldn't, they were making mad big money altogether for these impersonations. And this particular impersonations agency had 20,000 clients on her books, from people who looked like Winston Churchill to Harper Beckham and Jurgen Klopp, and at the peak managed more than 200 Kate Middleton lookalikes that she was sending off all across the UK. So it's kind of mad. They do this like package deal where you can get lookalikes of all different parts of the royal family to come to whatever event you're doing. I'm not sure what kind of event you'd be hosting that you'd want to do.
But there you go. The mind does boggle somewhat now, Sean, you know, as to what you could put it to. But apparently she's working as a waitress, and so many people said, God almighty, the image of Kate Middleton, that she decided, you know what, I could make a few bob out of this, and that's exactly what she did.
Now, if you had to give up the day job, who would you impersonate? Who could you get away with now at parties down in Tramore?
Oh, sure, people often say Brad Pitt, or I don't know. I can't see the resemblance myself, but oftentimes between the tinned goods and the frozen produce, I often get asked for autographs. I just signed him though, Sean, and move on, you know, that kind of way.
That's just, they hear the voice, they hear you muttering to yourself, am I getting peas today? I'm getting sweet corn, what am I doing? They're like, that's Ollie off the radio.
That's it. But listen to me, there's a novel scheme being trialled in Dublin, which, if it's a success there, will probably go nationwide, including here in Waterford, re-civic dollars. Now, I had a hard enough time understanding all kinds of link payment and other stuff that goes on, but tell us about this.
Yes, this is what they're trying in Dublin 8, and there you say civic dollars. So basically what it is that you download an app to your phone, and every time you are in or you use one of the parks in the particular area, you start building up, you start earning a bit of credit for how much time you've spent rent out in the park. And the thinking is to get people out walking and playing and out in the fresh air a little bit more, and to actually increase their activity in the area. Mm. And then you can spend that community currency as it is on this particular app. You can either get discounts locally for like coffees or for bike services. I think one of them was offering a beekeeping course, a discounted beekeeping course if you checked in some of your cryptocurrency.
And then sticking it somewhere.
Ah, there we go. That's how that didn't make it into the first story, I don't know.
It's
kind of an interesting idea that they're trying up there, just to get people out and about and walking and moving a little bit more, and seeing if it'll have a benefit, because they'll be spending local as well. So interesting to see if it goes any further.
Well, exactly that, Sean. We shall watch it with bated breath. But just a little look at the weird and wonderful world of Twitter this week in the good company of Sean Defoe. Sean, thank you as always. Have a great rest of week, all right?
You too, Ollie. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.